2012, less than 48 hours away, and we have some literal last-minute advice for avoiding tax traps before the tax season officially or unofficially opens on Monday. I guess in the United States, it's always tax season. Ed Zerndorfer is a registered employee benefits consultant. He joins us now with what you might need to know. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so year-end tax traps. Is there still anything people can do to help with their tax situation for filing next year?
Well, there are two things they can do to save on 2011 taxes. The first thing is for those people who itemize and are eligible to contribute to charities, and they get a deduction if they contribute to an eligible charity. There are two ways, really, that people can contribute to a charity, either through a cash or a check donation or donating some goods like old clothes, toys, furniture, things like that. I want to just talk about some of the traps involved with the gifts of cash and check. First of all, in order to get a deduction for 2011, if you want to donate, make a cash or check donation to charity, your donation, if you're going to mail it, has to be postmarked today or tomorrow. Even though the charity might cash the check, let's say next week, but it actually has to get a postmark of today or tomorrow. Otherwise, you cannot deduct it on your 2011 taxes. You'll have to wait till 2012. So you got to be careful about that. If you charge the donation, by the way, many charities will accept a charge. Even though you're going to actually be paying your charge bill next month, if you charge it today or tomorrow, you're able to deduct your charitable contribution that you made through a credit card.
Yeah, that's pretty easy to prove, I guess, just from the records that the banks have for you.
Yes, and talking about proof, anybody who does make a charitable contribution, check, cash or check, or goods for that matter, has to have a receipt, and the receipt has to be in hand at the time one files his or her income taxes. You cannot wait for the charity to send you a receipt later on after you filed your taxes. You have to actually have it in hand. So one should keep that in mind.
And Ed, let me just ask you this quickly. How does one know how much to give to bump yourself down a notch in the tables?
Well, there are essentially, I think now there's six marginal tax brackets. And if you want to know where you stand, and the marginal tax brackets are based on taxable income, if you have an idea income-wise where you stand this year, you can deduct your your itemized deductions or standard deduction for that matter. You have an idea. You can find out basically from the IRS tables where you're going to stand for this year. Just go to www.irs.gov and just make a guesstimate of what your income less expenses will be for this year, and then you'll know where you stand. The brackets are fairly broad, so I guess it won't take much to come up with a good guess.
Okay.
So charitable contributions are, and if you're going to make you're going to donate some goods to a charity, the charity has to have them in hand by December 31st. So if you're thinking about calling up the Goodwill or Value Village to come to your house to pick up your goods, I think it's too late for that because I don't think they're going to come out today or tomorrow. So the next best thing is go down to the charity itself and give them the goods, but get a receipt. Get a receipt.
Okay. We're speaking with Ed Zerndorfer, a registered employee benefit consultant. Okay, what can you do beyond charitable deductions?
All right, for those people who itemize and people who do not itemize, if you have some investments, some capital assets, stocks, bonds, mutual funds that have gone down in value, and let's face it, this has been a very turbulent year in the stock market. Things have gone up and they've gone down. If you have some investments that have gone down in value and you're thinking about selling them, today is the day to do it, because if you sell your capital asset at a loss, you'll generate a so-called capital loss, and if that capital loss can be applied against any capital gains that you may have, you'll therefore save paying taxes on the capital gain. And if you don't have any capital gains, up to $3,000 of capital losses can be applied against other income like salary and interest income that will also reduce your 2011 income taxes. But by the way, it's both federal and state, those people who live in states with state income taxes. Now, that's for 2011. But looking ahead to 2012, I just want to mention that anybody who owns a capital asset, who's owned this capital asset for at least 1 year and sells it at a gain, capital gain, not a capital loss, pays a flat 15% tax on that capital gain income. we're assuming now the person's in a 25% or higher taxable marginal tax bracket. Anybody who's in a 10 or 15% tax bracket will pay no tax at all on that long-term capital gain. I'm bringing this up because these long-term capital gain tax, so-called preferential rates, have been around for about 8 years. They're going to be around for 2012, but there's talk in Congress they may raise those rates to 20% starting in 2013, and there's also going to be another tax that's going to be around, which I'll talk about next time, regarding to the national health care reform that's going to be assessed on top of the long-term capital gain preferential rate. And individuals should think about this because I'm sure Congress is going to do something with these tax rates, and I think in only one direction, up. So I think we should definitely take advantage of the so-called low rates right now before they start going up. And 2012 rates are going to stay the way they are, including the long-term capital gain tax rate. And if someone does not own a capital asset, currently, today would be the day to buy it, because if they buy it today and they own it for a year, which turns out to be, today is December 30th, and next year around this time, December 30th, December 31st, they sell it at a gain, they pay a flat 15% preferential rate. So it's just something to think about for the future.
All right. So if you're going to make some of those 2011 moves, you've really got less than, you got about 24 hours, 36 hours to do it, because it's got to be done before midnight on the 31st.
And as far as the investments are concerned, actually 4 o'clock this afternoon would be the deadline, because the stock market is not open tomorrow. So you're going to have to do your trading today.
All right. Are you going to have some fun on New Year's Eve after all this is done?
It's a lull before the storm, because January 1st is the official start of tax season. So we'll rest up for the big day.
All right.